Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're listening to Your English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello, welcome back to Luke's English Podcast. You are listening to the second episode in this mini-series entitled Your English Podcast. And in this episode, I'm going to showcase more recordings which have been sent to me by listeners as part of this big competition which I've launched in order to celebrate 5 years and 200 episodes of Luke's English Podcast, okay? So if you've listened to the previous episode, then you'll know the rules, but let me just summarise the rules again for you. Let me just try and remember. Okay, so voting. Right, listen to the recordings from people around the world, and you can decide who is your favourite, okay? And then vote for your favourite by leaving a comment under this episode. You'll need to go to teacherluke.co.uk, find the episode for competition entries number 2, and when you've decided who your favourite is after you've listened, just leave a comment under that episode saying, I vote for, and then the name, and then the country that the person comes from. Don't forget the name and the country. You can only vote once per episode. So you can vote in this episode, you can vote in episode number 1, you can vote in the next episode, okay? But you can only vote once per episode, okay? One vote per episode. At the end of the month, so that's the month of September, at the end of this month, I'm going to close the competition, close the voting. The voting will close on the 30th of September at midnight in sort of Central European time. And then I'll count the votes and I'll find out who's the winner. If there is a tie, if we have equal numbers of votes, well, I don't know what I'm going to do, to be honest, but I'll find a solution. Okay, so just vote for the person that you like the most. And the prize is that they will be interviewed on Luke's English Podcast. And I'll talk to them and find out a little bit more about them and to see what they've got to say for themselves. Okay, that's it, isn't it? Yeah, I think that's it. That's all I have to say. If you need more information, go back to and listen to the first one. And you can also go back and listen to episode 200. That's where I outlined all of the rules for this competition. Okay, good. So I think we should get started then. I think we're going to kick off with some competition entries. So in this episode, you are going to hear competition entries from Charlie from Sri Lanka, Chris from Mexico, Daniel from Poland, Daniele from Italy, Dega from Mexico, Dharmendra from India, Dimitri from Russia, Edgar from Brazil, Edgar from Mexico, and then Elisa from Finland. So let's start competition entries number 2, and we're going to do that by listening to Charlie from Sri Lanka. Okay, this is Charlie from Sri Lanka, and here we go.
Hello, listeners. It's me here, Charlie from Sri Lanka. Thank you, Mr. Luke, for providing us this opportunity to provide our own podcast and to express ourselves to the world. I thought of talking about one of the topics that I guess is important for us, for all of us in the world. It's about the communication, the importance of communication and the techniques of communication. Right? I thought of telling you an example about this stuff. This was a long time back when I was schooling, about 10 years ago. I was one of the secretaries of organizing committees of my school. We were asked to organize a prestigious event. It was a business event, and it was a very difficult task that I had when I was schooling. It was because I was just a small kid those days, right? So it's important that you communicate to people because you're the secretary. I was given a post as well. I was the secretary, so I need to talk to people and tell them the importance of doing something and getting them involved in whatever I'm doing, and telling them the recognition that we will get if we were able to provide, to do a good job. So those things came into my mind. It was naturally developed, I could say, because when you ask to do something, it's important that you get yourself involved in that, talk to people, get their involvement, and that's how I got through that task. So one of the skills that I developed through that particular period and to that particular assignment is that the communication, the power of communication, because you were talking to your peers. It's not easy. I think you have that same experience that I had, because your friends will never listen to you. So there has to be certain ways that you need to influence them. Telling them the importance is very important about doing something, and getting them involved is another aspect that you should focus if you want to be a good leader, right? And I think I was able to give you certain tips or certain points that I want to emphasize in this podcast, because it should not be a lengthy podcast. I think I should stop right now. And I wanted to thank this person, Mr. Luke, for providing us this opportunity to express ourselves to world. Thank you, Mr. Luke. Thank you, listeners. Hope, I guess, you learned something from this podcast. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Charlie, from Sri Lanka. They're talking about communication and the importance of communication in leadership. So that was Charlie from Sri Lanka. And we're going to move on now with Chris from Mexico. This is Chris Benitez from Mexico, and here he is now.
Hi, everyone. My name is Christian. I'm from Monterrey, Mexico. And this is an audio file for the competition of Luke English Podcast. First of all, I would like to mention I've been listening to Luke's English podcast since 2012, and I really love it. It's the best way to learn English and improve your fluency, your accent, and that stuff. And then I would like to tell you about me. I'm a kind of musician. I play the guitar. I love the Beatles. I've been playing it for 10 years, and I like heavy metal. But that doesn't mean that I just like to listen to heavy metal music. I like rock and that stuff, punk. The Beatles are, for me, the best band ever. So, that's it about the music. I'd studied English for like 3 years in a language center, and I finished it like some years ago, like 2 or 3, I don't remember really. I like to drink coffee. I drink like 2 or 3 cups a day, no matter the weather. And I also like to drink beer, but not the most known ones. I like to drink homemade beer. Here in Mexico it's called cerveza artesanal, and it's made in little industries, companies of beer that make it with the recipe of homemade beer, and it tastes better. You should try it. Maybe in some months I'll start my own homemade beer. If you want some, just send me an email. I would like you to invite you to visit teacherluke.co.uk, and in the forum section post your Skype ID and we will add you to the Skype group that we have. I have known some people from Chile, from Colombia, from Czech Republic, Vietnam and other parts of the world. So join us, please. I think I'm taking this audio file as a chance to talk to Luke, not as a competition. Sorry, Luke, if its material is not for a competition. Thank you so much for doing this stuff and giving us the opportunity to talk to you. And who knows, maybe I start my own podcast. I've been inspired by you, of course, by Guilhem. Sorry if I pronounce your name in a wrong way. And the next English podcast. So thank you, y'all, mate. Well, I think that's all I'm gonna say for this audio file for the competition of Luke. But I think there are a lot of things that I could talk to, but Luke just gave us 5 minutes. I know. Some of us want more, like 10 minutes at least. No, just kidding, Luke. Thank you so much for this, and cheers to everyone from all over the world. And good luck to everyone in this competition. So this is all, and thank you so much. Bye. Thanks for listening to this podcast. For more information, visit audible.com/Chris English Podcast.
Thank you very much, Chris Benitez from Mexico there, the Beatles fan from Mexico. He mentioned that there's a Skype group in my forum. Go to teacherluke.co.uk and have a look in the forum. And there is a post in there about a Skype group. And quite a lot of listeners are getting together on Skype and chatting and sort of communicating with each other. So if you're up for that, if you're up for practicing your English on Skype, you can go to the forum, find the details there, and you can start connecting with people. It's great. I think there's even a WhatsApp group and stuff. You can chat with people on Skype with text, but you can also, of course, talk to them for free, like a telephone conversation, of video calls and stuff. So it's great. You can communicate with people online now. It's amazing, isn't it? The future has arrived. Chris Benitez from Mexico there, the Beatles fan from Mexico. Let's move on, and we are now going to hear from Daniel from Poland, okay? This is Daniel from Poland. Here he is.
Hi, Luke. Hi, listeners. My name is Daniel. I'm from Poland, and this is my competition entry. In this competition entry, I would like to tell you a little story about myself, and also tell you why I like Luke's English podcast. If I sound a little robotic, that's because I've tried 50 or so times so far to record this podcast, but every single time I keep making a stupid mistake, and this time I just decided not to cut any mistakes out. So if I sound like an idiot, you just have to forgive me for this. By the way, if you can even understand me, because I know my voice sounds really weird, but there's nothing I can do about this, so you just have to bear with me, I guess, for this 5 minutes or so when I record this podcast, when you listen to the recording, I should say. So anyway, what I like to say is that although there are many reasons why you may like Luke's English podcast, and I value them extremely highly too. These reasons are such as very useful phrasal verbs, grammatical tenses, vocabulary items, and so on and so forth that you can learn. The main reason why I like Luke's English podcast is actually because it keeps giving me the motivation that I need for learning English. I found Luke's English podcast about 3 or 4 years ago, and I was at the point in my life when I really needed to make a decision as to what I'm going to do in the future. And after giving some thought to it, I decided that I want to be a translator. So I really tried to put as much effort into learning English as I could at the time. And Lux English Podcast, along with my high school teacher, who's one of the best teachers I've ever met. A big shout out to Mrs. Jadwiga Makowska, if she ever listens to this, although I think it's quite unlikely. So anyway, along with my high school teacher, Lux English Podcast actually managed to show me that learning English can be a really enjoyable experience. And I really made a huge improvement in my English. In my English, I think. I know it's not that good anyway, but I'm really, to be honest with you, I'm a little bit proud of myself because of what I did. Because in the span of 3 or 4 years, I've gone from a A1 type of student after learning English at school for some 9 or 10 years. So you can really tell from this that I wasn't a really good student, because I've been learning English at that time for about 9 years, and I've been only an A1 type of student, so really, really basic English. And now, 3 or 4 years later, I've just finished my first year of studying at my local university, and I study English philology because, as I said, I hope to be a translator in the future. So you can really see, because I hope you can see that I've made a big improvement, and all this is because I've been motivated and I wanted to do it. I wanted to improve my English. And I guess my message to all the lappers, all the listeners out there would be that you should really keep looking for the motivation that you need for learning, and really try to put as much effort into learning as you can, because it really gives you great, great results. And I wish you all the best in the future. Bye, bye, bye.
Thanks very much for that message, Daniel. It's really nice to hear from you. Well done for achieving what you've managed to achieve with your English. It sounds like it was difficult early on, but then you found the key to it. I'm glad that Luke's English Podcast has helped with your motivation. Sounds like you had a really good teacher at school as well. Good for you. That was Daniel from Poland, and we're going to move straight on now, and we're going to hear from Daniele. I think that's how it's pronounced. Daniele from Italy. Okay, here we go.
Hi Luke, this is Daniele from Italy. Hi, all you listeners over there. Recently I've been to Paris and my wallet had been stolen. Unfortunately, there were my ID card, my driver license and even some money. Well, as you can tell, I'm really gutted. I'm as sick as a parrot. As soon as I realized what had happened, I called the Italian embassy, but it was closed. So the next day I went to their embassy, and a bloke who spoke neither Italian nor English, well, told me that I had to go to another place. And, well, by the way, he was lovely. He got across in a terrific way, although he only spoke French. And he also has, messy teeth, which reminded me the band Grim Reaper. They are from the UK, and their biggest hit is See You in Hell. And while on the subject, I'd love to go straight to hell and shout at the bloke who had stolen my wallet, "See you in hell!" Because, well, I'm really angry at him. But there's no point in crying over the spilled milk. And beside I met in Paris a lot of really good people who helped us. The French police officer took the mickey out of me while I was reporting, the fact. And he pretending to be a lap dancer, dancing at the pole, because you know, when you drive by tram, by underground, you know, you usually hold the pole, you know, and well, it was really really fun, really kind of him. And it's also a good philosophy to use irony to pull through. I don't believe in God, but I believe in the God of English, who is Luke Thompson, hands down. And so, please, Luke, how can I say, look after all your listeners, because we really need help to improve our English. This bad experience had pulled wool over my eyes, and in fact, if I were asked, I wouldn't advise people to go to Paris. But don't believe me, because Paris is wonderful. It's a really, really lovely place. A bit far too expensive, you know. I seem that they thrive on ripping off tourists, and this is absolutely unfair. But you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles. You might get ripped off even in Rome or in big cities here in Italy. Oh dear, it's about time. Greetings from Italy. And take care. Bye.
That was Daniele from Italy. Sorry about the bad experience you had in Paris, Daniele. You got your wallet stolen. I'm very sorry to hear that. But, you know, just like any big city, you've got to watch out for your valuables. Keep your valuables close to hand at all time. Watch out for pickpockets. Let's see. So that was Daniele from Italy talking about how he had his wallet stolen. And we're going to move on. And now we are going to hear from Dega from Mexico. Okay, Dega from Mexico.
Hi, guys. This is Dega Podcast from Mexico. Today, I want to share with you a tip to improve your pronunciation. Of course, my pronunciation is not so good, but I am trying to be better every day. Well, where I am doing now since some weeks ago is to use the Look at Teacher podcast to improve my pronunciation. And how I do that? What I do is that I repeat what the podcast is saying. I'm going to make one example with one of the podcasts, the one about Steve Jobs that Look at Teacher make some time ago. And what I'm gonna do is to repeat exactly what he's saying. Let's do it.
Hello everyone,
welcome to Link's English podcast. This episode is about Steve Jobs, the former CEO of Apple Computers, who sadly died yesterday from pancreatic cancer. Now,
Steve Jobs,
famous business leader. He's the guy who set up Apple Computers. Well, you get the idea. What I do is to listen to the podcast one time complete, and then listen again, and this time I repeat with Luke Teacher. I think that is a very good way to improve your pronunciation, because if you only speak one word by second, then in a minute you are doing the maths, you can pronounce 60 words, and in 1 hour, 3,060.
Oh, that's the end of that recording. But the maths the maths. I'm not sure how many words, but it's a hell of a lot of words. I'm not sure, Dago, if that's where you intended the podcast to end. But anyway, I'm sorry, that's where the recording ends, as far as I have it here. But that was Dago talking about his method for sort of increasing the amount of English that he can produce just by repeating word for word what I say on the podcast. Isn't it amazing to imagine that, well, it's amazing for me to imagine that people are actually repeating my words. But of course they are, and they're learning English. Hey, hey, of course they are. Dago from Mexico there talking about his method for sort of increasing his speaking time. So Dago from Mexico. And now we're going to move on to Dharmendra. Dharmendra from India. Here is Dharmendra from India.
Hello, listeners. I am Dharmendra Sheth from India. I live in Surat, in Gujarat, in India, with my wife and two children. I am a full-time student and part-time teacher of English. Today I am going to talk about why I like to listen to Luke's English podcast. Well, the first thing which stands out is Luke's voice. Your voice tells people about you. Your education, your background, your level of confidence. People make assumptions about you the minute you open your mouth. And as you know, Luke uses his voice as a power, as a tool. He plays with it and creates mesmerizing effects on the listeners. Another important point in his podcasts is his content. He has something for everyone. His topics are always interesting. There is a lot of variety. And very often it is authentic content, though he doesn't say that. It's very interesting. The third thing is his language. His language is natural, spontaneous, flexible, rich, and very often unscripted, as I am speaking now. What I have done, I have just written a few points and I am speaking them aloud. And I am sure very often Luke also does the same thing. And it's very important that he teaches whenever there is any difficult word or expression. Because I am a full-time student and part-time teacher of English, I find it very interesting to listen to his comments and his explanations about various idiomatic expressions. And there are many colloquial expressions which I have very often read but not heard from people. And Luke gives me good examples of such colloquial language. The fourth point which I would like to mention, a very important point, is Luke's love for language. It's very obvious. There are hundreds and thousands of teachers of English, but not everyone has the passion that Luke has for language. And his love for education. He's doing this absolutely free. He's preparing podcasts. He's spending a lot of time and energy. And he doesn't take a single pie from people. It's absolutely free. So his love for education is reflected in that. And at the same time, via his language, you can very clearly see his love for listeners. Last but not least, I feel that he is a true citizen of the world. He has a lot of knowledge about various cultures, societies, thoughts, beliefs, ideas, and at the same time he is sensitive to differences. He admires differences very often, and that's a great quality. He is a great teacher, he is a great human being. I wish him all the best. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Wow, thanks Dharmendra from India. Thank you so much. could you appear at my funeral one day whenever that happens? Could you do that? And could you just repeat? Could someone play that on a tape at my funeral, please? Because then that would be enough. I think that would make me very happy, even though I would also be dead. Great to hear from you. Thanks for your lovely positive comments, Dharmendra. That's really nice. I'm sure that everyone will agree that it's lovely to hear from listeners in India like that. Much appreciated. Thank you. That was Dharmendra from India. We're now going to move on, and we're going to listen to... Okay, sorry. Nearly messed up the technical side of this episode there, and I'm just sort of, you know, trying to keep on top of it. You're now going to hear from Dmitry from Russia. Okay, Dmitry. I'm not going to try and pronounce your surname, Dmitry. But you're from Moscow in Russia. This is Dmitry from Moscow in Russia. Here he is.
Hi there. It's Dmitry from Moscow. I'm going to record this speech in order to take part in Luke's English podcast competition. Okay, so it's a bit late contribution because... actually, it's the 1st of September here in Moscow, 1 a.m. But due to the time differences, I still hope to, let's say, jump on the bandwagon, or to put it better way, to take part in the competition in the nick of time. Just in the nick of time, yeah. And the thing is that I'm an old leper, if you like. Yeah, I don't quite remember when I found, you know, I came across Luke's English podcast. It was about about 4 years ago. And it was just an act of serendipity, if you like. And I found it, and I thought that it was something really genuine, interesting, unusual, educational, and I got hooked, basically. Now I keep listening to episodes of Luke's English podcast, not all or to all of them, but to most of them. And actually, I'm very grateful to Luke for all his effort, all the time he put and keep putting into this project of him. And I'm an English teacher myself. I live here in Moscow, Russia. I think the fact that I'm just in the process of becoming an English teacher, but nevertheless, the decision is partly due to Luke's English podcast. There were some questions for those who are unsure what to talk about, and one of them was, what did you learn from Luke's English podcast? But I think that the main thing I learned is that even one man's effort can really make a difference. And I think that Luke's English podcast is very, very interesting project, and I even might record some kind of podcast of my own one day. bearing in mind that Luke's English podcast example, let me tell you just a few words about myself, because I'm really running out of time. Today is my first day of CELTA course. Yeah, I'm a teacher trainee
a trainee, yeah, for CELTA, and I'm going to be an English teacher. I don't think I'm going to work abroad. I'll stay here in Moscow, but it's something very, very stressful
and inspiring and interesting.
And I think that I got there through Luke's English podcast. So thank you, Luke, once again, and thank you for your time, all the listeners. I have to hear from you once. Bye.
Okay, that was Dmitry from Russia. Thanks for the competition entry there, Dmitry, and good luck with your CELTA course. Hope that it all goes well. Hope you come out with a pass or with a distinction or something like that, and that you then become a wicked teacher, man. Yeah, sorry, just a bit of slang there. Okay, so that was Dmitry from Russia. Okay, next we have Edgar from Brazil, and here he is.
Hello, everybody. I'm Edgar from Brazil. I've decided to do this podcast after hearing you, Luke, in that nice walk through London, which you went through the Regent Street and Piccadilly Circus. I wish I could do the same thing. Actually, I've just arrived from England. I spent 1 year abroad there as an exchange student at the University of Birmingham. I know that most British people don't like this city, because of its modern architecture and accent. But I think it's a quite lovely place. I've made a lot of British and international friends there. You lived in Birmingham, didn't you? So you should remember about the Bullring. For those who don't know, it's a massive shopping center with a big bull statue at the front. When I see a bar here in Brazil, it reminds me of England because of its pubs. Pubs are my favorite place. They have these different kinds of ales and lagers. And my Brazilian friends used to steal these pint glasses to keep it as a souvenir. I can't blame them. They look very nice. Actually, I have to confess, I've stolen one. I've stolen a Guinness one. What can I do? They look very nice and they are my favorite. I think most of your listeners, Luke, want to meet you. I remember that once you said that a listener recognized your voice in a pub. Afterwards, every time that I went to a pub, I was paying attention to everyone's voice, trying to hear you. When I first arrived in England, I didn't know what to reply when someone asked me, "You alright?" Nowadays, I just say, "You alright?" But I don't know if it's correct. I would like to thank you. You helped me a lot with this podcast, and it's a really nice job. I think all of your listeners have the same feeling. Sorry for my quite alive and noise part in the background. I think this is all for now. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
And it was Edgar from Brazil Podcast. Thank you.
Thank you, Edgar there from Brazil. You lived in Birmingham. Brilliant. Yeah, me too. I didn't live in Birmingham. I lived near Birmingham. But I spent lots of time in Birmingham with, you know, surrounded by Brummies. All right, mate, how's it going? I'm a Brummie, aren't I? You know what I mean? That's how people from Birmingham speak, if you were wondering. You stole pint glasses from pubs. Yes, it's actually very common. All students steal pint glasses from pubs. It's kind of, especially Guinness glasses. You're right, they're very nice glasses. And yeah, if someone says, all right, mate, or you're right, then it's quite common to just say, yeah, fine, thanks. So you're right, it's a bit like saying, how are you? And you can just respond in the same way. Okay, you could say all right as well. All right, mate, all right. Or just all right, fine, thanks. Okay, right, good. So that was Edgar from Brazil. And now we have another Edgar, and this is Edgar from Mexico. Okay, here he is.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of Edgar's English Podcast. Today's podcast, I've got lots of interesting things for you to listen to. But first of all, I'd like to tell you that I am recording this podcast in the countryside. As you know, I like running, and every so often I like just to walk. And one of my favorite places to walk is this, in the countryside. Why? Because it is a very natural and easy way to relax, to calm down and enjoy the sight. There are lots of animals, birds, and natural sounds that you can listen and enjoy in them. And probably you may hear the tweet of birds. And I also like to tell you that my dog is next to me. Yes, I like to walk with my dog. I love my dog, by the way. And well, my dog is a boxer, you know, that breed of dogs that looks very ugly, but well, they are lovely, lovely dogs. The name of my dog is Hachi, by the way, as well. Well, I'd also like to tell you that to my right, I can see two enormous volcanoes. Yes, these volcanoes are near Mexico City in the state of Puebla. They are beautiful volcanoes covered by snow, and one of them is inactive, or has been inactive for a long time. The other one is very active, and every so often it exhales enormous clouds of smoke. Well, to my left, I can see the famous archaeological zone of Teotihuacan. Yes, the most representative building of that zone is the Pyramid of the Sun, and from my place, I can see it, and let me tell you that I'm quite far from it. Well, it is beautiful. All right, well, I'd also like to tell you how I have improved my English, and I can tell you that the best way to improve your English is by listening to native speakers. And how can you do this? Well, it is easy. Just listen to podcasts. Yes, on the internet you can find very good podcasts, but well, be careful. Not all of them are really good to improve your English. You have to be very, very selective when deciding which podcast you want to listen to. But well, it is a very, very good way to improve your English because you can listen to native speakers speaking in their own language using natural expression, a natural language that they use every day. So from those podcasts, you can learn lots of expressions, current expressions, common expressions, not those weird and old-fashioned expressions that sometimes we learn in schools. Well, also, a very good way to improve your English is by reading books or reading magazines. Movies are a good resource to improve your English too, but they are really visual as well. If you want to improve your listening, the best way is to listen to podcasts. Well, but you can learn from movies as well, lots of interesting things too. Well, there is another way you can improve your English, and it is by a technique called a shadowing. Shadowing consists on listening to someone speaking in English and then you speak at the same time he or she is speaking. That's a very good way to improve your English because you can copy and imitate the accent of that person and improve your pronunciation as well. What else I can tell you? Right. Well, grammar is important too. But sometimes it's kind of boring and it's not that interesting for you too. Well, let's move on to the next part of the podcast. And, well, thanks for listening to the podcast, guys. And don't forget to send me your comments. I'd love to listen from you. So I've been waiting for it. And so it is bye for now. Bye, bye.
Thank you. That was Edgar from Mexico. Okay. So, Edgar, it sounds like you've got an amazing view from your window there. You can see the volcanoes near Mexico City. And I can't remember the name of the place you mentioned, but the pyramids, the sort of the old archaeological site there. Amazing. I'd love to go to Mexico one day and see it for myself. So that was Edgar from Mexico. The next entry is from Elisa, but she has told me that she doesn't actually want to compete in this. I think she's happy for me to play the recording, but she said that she doesn't want to compete. All right. So don't vote for Elisa, but do listen to Elisa. Okay. And here she is. Where is she from? I think she's from Finland. I didn't write that down, but anyway, this is Elisa, who doesn't want you to vote for her, but who is happy for you to listen to her message. Here she is.
Thank you. Oh, hello. This is my first podcast episode, and I'm afraid it's going to be the last one as well. Even though I know you'd like me to make podcasts forever. But to be honest, I don't have time. Like now, as you know, Luke Thompson gave me only 5 minutes. Ridiculous, isn't it? But I suppose otherwise he might be pretty fair, teacher. By the way, would you like to know who I am? Or I think you already know. You have probably heard my sister speaking sometimes on Thompson's podcast. You know, the Queen. Yes, I'm her sister, Elizabeth. But I'm without Beth, and I'm head of nothing. But less is more, you know. I must go now, since my sis, Elizabeth, is coming for a nice cup of tea. Do you know what I mean? It's gonna be lovely. And I guess that maybe my real inner queen wants to say something to you too.
Hi, this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. And not so easy at all. I really can't believe I'm doing this. So hello to everyone. Oh, I have been thinking a few days if I should participate to this competition or not. And now I came up with a decision. And I don't want to compete, really. You know, definitely, I'm not so competitive person. I'm quite selfish, I know, and I'm stubborn, but not competitive. So, I decided I'll take part, but I don't compete, okay? Heck, I'm repeating myself as, you know, who I mean. So, however, I wanted to send my greetings to all of you lepers. It's nice to send you this message. How are you? I hope you are fine. Okay. And I decided that I'll tell you how extremely efficient Luke's English podcasts are. I know you already know it, but I have absolutely hilarious experience of the podcast named Luke's English Braincast. I mean, the episode has become true somehow. So, I had surgery last year. It was done under general anesthesia, and the neurosurgeon removed a benign tumor of my brain. Yes, that's true. And whole operation went well. But when I was there in the recovery room, you know, I had spoken only English. Half an hour, you know. Half an hour. Excellent, fluent English. Oh my God. It's ridiculous, isn't it? You know, I remember nothing about it, which is mainly good, I think, since I had been quite angry and a bit rude, but really confident, lucky me. And the staff had been so confused with me. So be careful, as everything is possible when you're listening to Luke's English podcast. And don't worry, there's still something left in my brain, and I'm okay. But unfortunately, my English is poor again, so I keep listening to our lovely teacher, Luke. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That was Elisa from, I think, Finland. Am I right? I think I'm right. So, Elisa, wow. Yeah, I remember when you sent me an email. You sent me an email sometime in last year, You said you've just repeated what happened, but you can't believe what happened to me. It was absolutely amazing. The reason for it is your podcasts, and I'm sure obviously listening to you is really working. I was on a surgical operation a few weeks ago, and when I was in the recovery room, I talked only English for half an hour. So, wow, that's incredible, isn't it? That you had like a benign tumor removed from your brain, sort of neurosurgery, and then following the surgery, you spoke English, only English for half an hour? Incredible. Clearly, Luke's English podcast has gone into your head somehow, and it came out at that point. Really nice to hear from you, Elisa. Really, really nice to hear from you, and really nice to hear from everyone in this second, let's say, showcase of competition entries from listeners around the world. That is the end of this one, episode 2. Just to remind you, you have heard in this episode from Charlie from Sri Lanka, Chris from Mexico, Daniel from Poland, Daniele from Italy, Dega from Mexico, Darmendra from India, Dimitri from Russia, Edgar from Brazil, Edgar from Mexico, and then finally Elisa, who I think is from Finland, and I'm pretty sure that I'm right about that. Okay, so that's the end of part 2, but you can check out part 3 because it should be available for you right now. Okay, great. Thanks for listening. Speak to you again very soon. Bye for now. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Your English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.